Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, the first of our second season, guys. You know,
been
after
renewed,
long...
boys.
Yeah, I don't know who made that decision.
The
but...
executives decided to continue us on for another season, so
yeah,
we're back and worse than ever.
Yep. Bad mistakes by them, but yeah, we're back and after shitty basketball takes for over what?
Two episodes.
Yeah, 2 months and six episodes, when we're back. So, guys. Week one is upon us. All the preseason games have been done, including that atrocious week four. Because who actually cares about week four of the preseason? Or no. Who watches it?
Boys, tomorrow, as of this recording, football starts.
Yeah, Packers and Bears, man. 100th year of the NFL, guys. Can you believe they did it that long?
Man, and I've been around for all of it, so it's been a pretty great ride.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start off, guys. So some pretty big news over the weekend with all the roster cuts. And the Texans, I don't know what Bill O'Brien's doing, but they have no GM. But, hey, they trade Jadeveon Clowney to the Seahawks for a third-round pick,
and a
former Patriot
for
Arcavius Mingo and Jacob Martin. They also traded a second rounder to the Dolphins for Laremy, or two first round picks and a second rounder to the Dolphins for Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills, and traded guard Martinus Rankin to, I don't know if I said his name correctly, but to Kansas City for running back who was most likely to get cut, Carlos Hyde. So what's y'all reactions? Because Lamar Miller's out and he's kind of a big role in the offense, but I don't know. What do y'all think about those moves that they made?
We can let Nick start this one off.
They were interesting. Kind of unnecessary, I think.
I mean,
The Jadeveon Clowney one is the one that's just a little interesting.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, they didn't get shit for him. I mean, Barkevious Mingo's on his fourth team. He was a bust.
I mean, I get Clowney hasn't lived up to his number one overall pick, but he still, I think, had more value than what...
he had far more value than whatever they
got for him.
I think they gave up too much for Laremy Tunsil. He's not worth two firsts and a second.
Mm-hmm.
He's not worth the second first-rounder. He was good, but he wasn't... I mean, hasn't been an all-pro.
I think their main... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like they were panicked. They panicked.
Yeah, I think for me, the Laremy Tunsil move was more of the fact that just
don't let what
Deshaun
happened to
Watson,
Andrew Luck happen to Deshaun
yeah,
Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's a very talented player, and there's somebody in their conference that, or their division that just
only
quit
draft
or just or retired. Yeah, because he was just getting smacked, and
that too.
You know. No, but I mean that defense. I mean that division is full of great defenses. So, you know, they don't want Deshaun Watson getting smacked around. And, yeah, I think
that's
true.
I mean, and with his injury problems in the past, I mean, it is a good idea to beef up the offensive line. But, I mean, they definitely gave up a lot.
Yeah, and Carlos Hyde, man, he's, like, what, 29 on his, like, fourth team or fifth team in, like, the last 3 years?
15 in 9 months.
I thought that if they're going to trade for – if you're going to trade for a running back, you might as well go for Melvin Gordon.
That's what I thought they'd do.
Yeah, I mean, they got Duke Johnson off a trade earlier, but...
Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde isn't exactly
the power back. Look at them. They have
it's
the Browns
terrible,
backfield
though.
Of last year. Yeah, but it's not like Lamar Miller for all that he
Miller.
Wasn't. Yeah, Lamar Miller's a consistent like running back that, you know...
He's a 20-carry, 80-yard guy. I mean, that's... I guess
that's
very
yeah,
good,
but that's
right?
not
but
bad,
like,
but...
It's not...
very good, actually. 4 yards a carry? I'll take that any day.
It's... I think
it's
for me, it's
great.
More that... Carlos
but
Hyde is
Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde.
But they
yeah,
have
like,
more depth
me,
now.
I mean, they already had Duke
I mean,
Johnson. They have Alfred
Duke,
Blue.
I think for me, it's just like you're in a good – you have a good team. Your defense is solid. You have a pretty solid quarterback who's young. Why not just take the shot at Melvin Gordon?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go all out like this,
that.
You might as
yeah.
well go all out in the right places.
Yeah. Also in a shocking move – but before a shot, so the Bills cut LeSean McCoy. Not very shocking, but they still
a little
keep
shocking,
Frank Gore.
But
a little,
it was
a little.
A lot
little
of us were
shocking.
Keen on it. A lot of us knew it
yeah.
was going to happen.
Yeah, but LeSean McCoy signs with the Kansas City Chiefs on a 1-year, $4 million deal. And that is going to be – it's interesting because LeSean was – I mean, Shady's played with Andy Reid. He's played in Andy Reid's system, and he's been pretty good in it, but kind of does – I mean, it, for if anything, they have a pretty solid offense. I mean, they already had a good offense, and Damian Williams isn't all too great. He's not, you know, the shiniest running back, but Andy Reid can make running backs work, and adding LeSean McCoy is pretty solid, so –
How old is he now?
LeSean McCoy is 31.
And, I mean, he's coming off one of his worst seasons, but, I mean...
His worst season.
His worst season.
He was playing for the Bills, so you have to take that into account.
No, that's true. And I also look at it like this. Andy Reid can find value in a running back.
He can make anybody good.
Yeah. If he wanted to put us in... If he wanted to have a running back committee of us, he'd find a way to make it work. So... I think that it's a good, solid addition. I don't know why they don't go for Melvin Gordon. Imagine if they got Melvin Gordon. That'd be unfair. But, there's
they
no
still
point.
Still might.
They could. Who knows? But, yeah, Shady going to the Chiefs, another interesting move. And, two big pieces of news from the last 2 days. So yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Lyle Collins from the Dallas Cowboys signed an extension. And today, Ezekiel Elliott comes back and signs his extension with the Dallas Cowboys. 6 years, $90 million, and $50 million of it is guaranteed. That is a long contract, a bunch of money. And, the Cowboys they have their running back. So
it's an interesting contract if you look at the details.
$50 million guaranteed, man. That's
it's front loaded with no dead cap on it. So I'm gonna say Ezekiel Elliott's not gonna see that whole contract.
Yeah,
still gets the $50 million though, which is a big deal.
Well, he gets
deal.
$50 million, but I mean, that's about half. There's $40 million you only get if he makes it to the final 3 years.
I'm proud of Zeke for getting that Bojan Bogdanovic money.
Yeah,
I love like when they compare NBA and NFL contracts. It's like NFL players make no money, but
it's not a fair comparison though.
It's not
only 55 NBA players on a court at one time. So
yeah,
I feel also like he's just not going to live out that contract. He'll be
also shout out to Mitch Hyatt for making the Dallas Cowboys practice squad. Mitch, congrats!
Round of applause.
We don't know if you listen, but.
Yeah, we don't know if we listen, but congrats,
we appreciate
bro.
It. Representing North Gwinnett.
So, we're going to start. So, the way the show's going to go is we're going to just do some couple of season previews. And then we're going to do our picks and pick them like we always do at the end of the show. So, guys, let's move on to our first segment, I guess, second segment. Teams that'll impress or improve. Last year, I'm pretty sure I picked the Bears. That worked out for me. And this year,
ooh, I have to see what I picked.
Whoo, man. I struggled with it. Not really, kind of. Because their schedule is so tough.
Okay.
But I really, really think the Atlanta Falcons are coming back this year.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah. Last year, okay. So let's preface this with this. I picked them to make the Super Bowl last year, and boy, was I wrong. But here's the thing, right? Offense was still pretty good last year. They finished, finished ninth in points score, which is, you know, not bad. And Matt Ryan finished with a higher QBR than total QBR than Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Aaron Rodgers, you know. And Goff, Aaron Rodgers, it's a down year. But Goff, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson were pretty solid last year. So, Falcons finished, I think, 7-9. But the main thing was that they had a lot of injuries, a lot of key injuries. So, Keanu Neal, torn ACL week one, missed the whole season. Rico Allen, on IR after week three with a torn Achilles. Devontae Freeman, injured all year long, missed four games, came back, or played week one, missed four games, came back, and was placed on the IR after week six. And same with Deion Jones. Who missed 10 games with a foot injury. A lot of players got hurt, and same with their O-line. They had two O-linemen who were on IR after one after week two and one after week eight. So for me, I think that Injuries to their defense really, really affected them. They were playing with a trash defense, and Matt Ryan had a pretty solid year anyways. So, for me, it's just that I think that with the players coming back, or players being healthy with Freeman, Neal's a really good player, Deion Jones being healthy, all those guys coming back and being healthy, I think that the Falcons should be a lot better. But I also say that their schedule is – have y'all seen their schedule?
It's rough.
No, I have.
It's like
Johan,
I think
I'm kind of – this isn't the team I chose, but I'm kind of with you on the Falcons a little bit.
Yeah, like for me, I think last year a lot of things went wrong for them injury-wise. But for like this year, like if they can get back to a solid level, if they can stay fairly healthy, I think they can make it through this tough schedule. Because what? Vikings, Eagles, they get the Colts, Titans, that's – manageable Texans, but I mean they get a lot of playoff teams, and then the end of their schedule is interesting after their bye week. So before their bye week, they get the Rams, Seahawks. I'm not saying they'll beat the Rams or the Seahawks. I give them a chance with both. I think they beat the Seahawks probably, but I think they've beaten the Rams before. I mean they beat them in the playoffs years ago. Now it's different times, but I think that their offense is capable of going with them. They have pretty solid receivers and running backs, and their quarterback I think is a lot better than Jared Goff. Also, Jared Goff got an extension. Forgot to mention that. Is he now the highest paid quarterback? Or
yes, he is.
Not sure. He is
in terms of yearly salary. I think so.
Ugh, I don't know how to feel about that because I think he's a solid quarterback. I just don't know if he should be highest paid. But Matt Stafford makes bank, so whatever.
I'm gonna go ahead and follow up, Johan. Yeah. I'm just gonna cut you short here.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that they play all their divisional games at the end of the season, and that's interesting. So
I will say, to do a little foreshadowing, the Falcons might be involved in my bold prediction. So
okay.
I was trying to decide between the Falcons and the other team I actually picked. But
I think me and Nick might have the same team.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. Right. I hope it's not the Browns. I didn't pick the Panthers either.
Oh.
I picked the Steelers.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty high on the Steelers this year because it's the whole addition via subtraction by losing Antonio Brown.
Mm.
They're going to get better. They're going to be back in the playoffs. You'll see where later on. But I think James Conner is a good running back. Anybody can run behind the best offensive line in football, which is what the Steelers have. If they're not the best, they're the second best. Big Ben can still throw the ball really well, and they still have really good skill position players. They have a young defense that they got really good players for in this draft. So, and they have an easy schedule. So I think they'll do good.
Well, okay, what's good? Just making it to the playoffs?
You'll see, because they're involved in my
playoffs. Well, I wanted out of you because you're saying the team that'll impress. What's going to – like, if they made it to the playoffs, that wouldn't impress me.
Well, if I tell you where they are in the playoffs, it kind of ruins my playoffs. That we're going to talk
about.
I guess that's true.
That's going to be crazy.
I mean, I don't hate the Steelers pick. I don't think they make it to the playoffs for mine.
They drafted a hell of a middle linebacker.
See, I will say, okay, one thing which I'm glad none of us did, we didn't, because I didn't pick the Browns, okay?
I don't want to pick my team, and I didn't want to pick an obvious team.
Which I'm glad we all decided to, because I didn't want to pick the Panthers, and I didn't want to pick the Browns. I'm not going to say anything about the Browns because I don't want to spoil my playoff teams, but the team I did pick is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay. I think the Nick Foles signing to replace Blake Bortles, I think that's a pretty big deal. Hopefully Nick Foles can be a consistent passer for them. They had the 31 ranked offense last year, only averaging 15.8 points per game, which is pretty terrible if you ask me.
It's very bad.
Their defense carried them. I mean, to whatever wins, I don't know how many wins they had last year.
I'm pretty sure they were like 4-12.
In terms of points per game, was top five. They allowed only 19.8 points per game. And when the offense gets better, the defense kind of gets a little better too because they're not on the field as often. And I mean, that division with Andrew Luck going down, it definitely got a little easier because I think it's going to be the Jags and the Texans pretty much fighting for that division. I don't see the Titans or the Colts really challenging them too much, even though the Colts have a good team around Brissett, but I just don't think Brissett can really carry them to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see 9 or 10 wins out of this team, and you guys will find out later if I think that's good enough for them to get into the playoffs. But so, I do like the Jags roster.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Nick Foles. I'll say that. I don't think I think he's the most average quarterback on the planet. I mean,
Better than Blake Bortles.
No. That's true. And the thing is that if Blake Bortles can take him to the AFC Championship and the defense was truly elite, Nick Foles can take him pretty far. I'm not saying that they're making AFC
If they can just make it to the playoffs, Nick Foles has proven that he can win playoff games.
Yeah.
So they just need to make it there.
I think my question is that
it's kind of like the Joe Flacco thing.
For me, it's just Nick Foles, this isn't as talented as an offense as he had in Philly. I mean, he doesn't have a great offensive coordinator like he did in Philly. I think he did. He does his old offensive coordinator from when he was with Chip Kelly from some years ago.
But I do have a question. Are peak Nick Foles and peak Joe Flacco the same player?
No, because one won a Super Bowl. Oh, wait, they both won a Super Bowl.
They both won a Super Bowl, and they both won Super Bowl MVPs.
I forget.
Nick Foles put like 50 on the pads.
So peak Nick Foles is better. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but didn't Joe Flacco have a much better postseason?
Yeah.
Like, if I remember correctly, he had one of the greatest postseasons of all time.
Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying. It's an interesting debate. Like, they're very neck and neck, peak Nick Foles and peak Joe Flacco, because they both peaked in the playoffs, which is the best time to do it. But they're both kind of garbage regular season quarterbacks. Even though Nick Foles did lead the Eagles to the playoffs last year after we all thought they were out. So,
all right. Let's move on to the disappointing teams.
All right, so I guess I'll go first, because mine's really short. Okay. Nick, I think your team's going to not be good. I think the Green Bay Packers, Rodgers. It's the fact that their coach has absolutely no reason being a head coach. He got the job in Tennessee because he's friends with Sean McVay. All right,
if you know Sean McVay, he can be a head coach, man.
And he got the job at Green Bay because he's friends with Sean McVay. At Tennessee, they were 25th in total yards per game, 27th in points scored. I get it. He doesn't have the greatest tools, but damn it, it can't be that hard to be all. If you're such an offensive guru, you should be able to do better than 25th and 27th. And Rodgers kind of had a disappointed season last year. Y'all were 22nd in defense, 22nd in points allowed, and the Bears are in your division. I think the Vikings are going to be much better than they were last year. I think they will. They're going to run the ball a lot, and I think a healthy Dalvin Cook.
Well, they kind of need to because they don't have a quarterback.
I think Kirk Cousins will probably do a lot better this year.
Kirk Cousins is the definition of average.
I think he'll be a lot better this year. Good. Yeah, their defense is really good.
I
think Dalvin Cook healthy will be really good this year. And they have two really solid wide receivers in Diggs and oh my god. How did I forget his oh my god.
Boom, boom.
This is so sad.
Boom, boom. Adam,
boom. Thank you. I don't know.
Why. I wasn't going to help him.
Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. Hopefully Adam Thielen doesn't have a second half, though, like he did last year, because he was mad trash. So was Cousins. But I think they'll be a lot better this year, and I just think that y'all hired a dude who doesn't deserve a job and as a head coach.
We'll see on Thursday.
We will see.
Even though the Thursday game won't be a fair comparison.
Hey, last year the Packers and Bears game was really good with Aaron Rodgers coming back and Khalil Mack.
I
didn't
get to watch it. I forgot what I was doing that day, but I kept on hearing that it was crazy because Rodgers came back from a season-ending injury and
yeah, I know. I was freaking out.
He played 16 games.
Honestly, I kind of wish he would have missed the season because he's on my fantasy team.
I mean, that'll help him.
Kept him home.
Wishing pain on him.
Oh, I don't wish pain.
I didn't wish pain. You know, maybe you should just take him the year off.
I mean, he did say you wish he missed the season.
Oof. All right.
I didn't say due to injury. Maybe he just takes the year off.
He's not Andrew Luck. All right, we're going to move on.
Hey, no Andrew Luck slander in this podcast.
What a pussy, dude. He can't even rehab.
Damn, what a millennial. Millennial scum.
Hey, you can go ahead with your disappointing team.
All right, so my team might be a little bit of a surprise, but it's pretty much based on their expectations going into the year. And it's the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay, good.
Where do you think I was going?
You'll see when I say mine.
Oh, okay. Nick has a surprising one up there too. I mean, okay, their defense is still pretty good without Derwin James, but Derwin James is still a pretty big loss for that team.
He's kind of a dog.
And, I mean, we still don't know how the Melvin Gordon situation is going to play out, and he's one of their better offensive players. Who knows what kind of trade deal they get or how long he holds out. I still don't know the full story with that. But that's a big loss to their offense. And, I mean, you look at their division, AB going to the Raiders. I mean, I don't know how great the Raiders are going to be, but that makes the Raiders tougher to play. And, of course, you look at the Chiefs having Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's a very tough division to get through, and you're looking at the Chargers being one of the top five Super Bowl favorites, according to Vegas, to win the whole thing. I just think with those two things, with Derwin James, Melvin Gordon, and, I mean, they have a very tough schedule on top of all that. So I just – you'll see what happens in my playoff standings, but I don't consider them a Super Bowl caliber team.
That aligns pretty closely to mine, because I almost put the Chargers down for mine. They've finished, if I had to rank my disappointing teams, they would have been second. But
who did you pick?
I picked the New Orleans Saints.
Interesting. Interesting. This is the team I picked last year, and it did not work out for me last year.
No, but yeah. I don't know, man. Something about this year, this is kind of a Colin Cowherd take, but teams that hang on to these tough losses and never get over them tend to not rebound well. Like, the fact that they're still harping on their, I mean, stone Super Bowl appearance, but there comes a time when you need to walk away, get over it, and just play your, I don't know, what does Bill Belichick say? Move on to Buffalo or whatever the hell he says?
Yeah, with something like that.
It was Cincinnati.
Onto the postseason. Right. You just need to let it go, and they haven't. I don't think they've improved all that much at certain positions. Drew Brees isn't getting younger. Their offensive line got a lot worse because they lost their center and their right guard. They lost Mark Ingram, and I mean Latavius Murray's not Mark Ingram. I don't think highly of Latavius Murray, and I don't think Alvin Kamara could be a workhorse. I don't really think they have any. I don't like Jared Cook at tight end. I just think he's washed. They don't have much behind Mike Thomas.
Hey, you're talking about a North Carolina alum there. I'm going to need you to calm down.
Washed. They don't have anything behind Mike Thomas. And who's their number two? Anybody?
Ted Ginn.
Is it Cameron? Cameron Merritt's been cut. Is it Traquan Smith?
I was about to say Traquan Smith. I forgot his name.
Hey, don't be hating on Ted Ginn.
Is Ted Ginn still on that team?
Yeah, he is.
He survived the cuts?
Hey, I mean, you know, Ted Ginn can apparently catch footballs for Drew Brees, so.
Their offensive weapons boil down to an elite receiver, an elite running back, and a 42-year-old quarterback.
Still elite. That seems like a pretty good trio of players to me. Elite quarterback, elite receiver, and elite running back.
I don't know. I'm just not feeling them this year. Their defension got a lot harder. They got worse. I'm just not feeling it.
The division will be tougher this year, though, no doubt.
Just not feeling the Saints.
All right. I guess we'll see how far that goes with your playoff predictions to see if they make it or not.
All right. I believe next up we have our two big awards, Coach of the Year, MVP.
Let's do MVP, and I kind of want to go last for it. So
I'll go first, since I haven't done that yet. I had a lot of trouble with this.
I did too.
But I chose to give the MVP to Patrick Mahomes again.
Okay.
Because I don't see a world where this Chiefs offense doesn't put up ridiculous numbers, either because they're a ridiculous offense or because they're ridiculously bad defense makes them throw the ball every single down. I just couldn't figure out a situation this season where Mahomes isn't throwing the ball 30 times a game for 400 yards, 4 touchdowns a game, which will automatically win you MVP. So That's kind of what I came down to.
I can't argue against you. Back-to-back MVPs are tough, man.
Yeah, they are.
I think I looked it up earlier this season.
Including in the NFL.
Only four other players have done it, I think, if that. Because I definitely looked it up when I was trying to figure out who my MVP was. I don't think
Patrick Mahomes is going to throw 50 touchdowns again and break the yardage record. I don't think that's happening.
I don't think he has to be as good as what he was last year to win.
Well, no. He's going to regress. I don't think people – I hope people know he's going to regress because he put up an amazing season and quarterbacks don't throw 50 touchdowns. I think only 13 have thrown 40.
It's just the way I projected the season to pan out. There wasn't really another person who could take MVP from him.
Mine's a little bit of a bold prediction. That's why I'm going last.
I want to go second.
Should I just say my coach of the year right now, too?
Let's do this whole second.
Okay. So, for me, my MVP pick is Carson Wentz. I think he gets it this year.
I was caught between Carson Wentz and my coach.
So, for me, he's healthy. One of the best O-lines in the league 2 years ago. I knew he was going to be good. I knew the Eagles were going to make the Super Bowl because they're O-line. Because in 2016, when Lane Johnson played, all the games he missed, Carson Wentz played really badly, but all the games he played really well. So, just off that, for some reason, I thought the Eagles were going to be pretty good. Made the Super Bowl. Sometimes I'm right. He's healthy, one of the best O-lines, and he has pretty solid players around him. Alshon Jeffery, Zach Ertz. And he might have some good running back core with Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard.
For you, Johan, do you trust him to stay healthy? Because the past two seasons, he's not been able to stay healthy, and that's why I did not pick him.
Yeah, but for me, I think that he was out last year at the end. He has a full off season to recover. Keep in mind, he got injured, in November or December when they played the Rams. So it's not – he had the whole off season to recover.
Yes, but recovery time.
It was the same last year, too.
Recovery time doesn't necessarily make you a non-fragile player.
No, I get that, but I think he has enough protection around him and talent around him that he'll be fine. I think that if he can stay, I think that the O-line will keep him up. And I think that last time he was truly healthy, he had an MVP caliber season. He should have been MVP.
But he still got hurt. And he didn't win MVP because he got hurt.
I know, but I'm saying he doesn't get hurt this year, and he's MVP. That's my prediction.
Okay, this is his fourth year, right?
Yes.
He's only been healthy and only played a full season for one of his 3 years.
Yeah.
That's something to be said.
I mean, it's a concern.
That is a concern, but I still think that Carson Wentz will manage to play most of the season, and I think that he'll play at a really high level because I think the Eagles are going to be really good, and that'll show my standings later. It'll show my standings later that I think that the Eagles are going to be pretty good. I think that they're – last year, if they can do what they did with Nick Foles, I think that if Carson Wentz stays healthy, they're going to do a lot more because I think Carson Wentz is a lot better than Nick Foles. And he got paid too. So
for me, the Eagles are my second choice for the team that would disappoint. So
interesting. Oh, hey, wow. They were my pick last year. Hey, actually, look at this. As long as I'm not making Super Bowl – I'm fine. I'm doing well.
I don't trust Carson Wentz to stay healthy. Pretty smart. That's the big deal.
Either you can
pat myself on the back.
My team to disappoint was last year because I don't.
I don't either. I would listen to the episode, but
I was actually. I still have my notes on here. My team that would improve last year, I did pretty well.
What were your teams that improved and disappoint? You picked the Texans to be a first seed. I remember that.
They were still better than what people would thought. And I said, when Nick said teams would disappoint, I said the Saints I picked last year. That didn't work out well for me.
Yikes.
But while we're on the Saints, for my MVP pick.
Oh, wow.
I went a little bold with this.
You picked Drew Brees.
I picked Drew Brees.
Ooh.
I feel like this is probably the one thing that's missing out of his career because he has the Super Bowl ring, the Super Bowl MVP. I feel like I don't have much to back it up. But I feel like this is literally the only thing he's missing out of his illustrious career. And why not? Why not have Drew Brees win it this year? I wouldn't say I don't trust Mahomes, but winning back-to-back is tough.
Back-to-back are so hard.
Wentz, I don't think he can stay healthy long enough to get the MVP award. So now I look to Drew Brees, who's been a very good elite quarterback for pretty much his whole career. When the Saints have been bad, it's been their defense that has let
They're historically bad defense.
So when the Saints have been good recently, it's because Drew Brees takes a back seat.
It's because they have a defense capable. Listen,
Alvin Kamara is pretty talented. He's good.
Hey, every quarterback needs some help, okay? Yeah. And I think everything aligns for the Saints.
Tom Brady 2013 did it.
Gets his first MVP award.
Was it 2012 or 2013?
I have regression predicted for Drew Brees, but I like the pick for MVP.
All right. So now we move on to Coach of the Year.
I'll go ahead with mine. No, since I went first for MVP, okay, I'll just take go. I just one question before I do this. Did you two for MVP think about a running back at all? Did that ever pop in your head?
It did. Months ago? Ooh, like, who was a month ago?
Zeke.
Yeah, I was going to say, a little ago, I would have picked Zeke. I really thought before any of like the training camp started, nothing was really reported until it was reported as you hold out. I'm like, I think Zeke gets it this year. I really think that – I used to think that the Cowboys are going to be pretty good. I don't know.
It crossed my mind for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, for me, I was stuck to it.
Who can win MVP? Like, no.
Zeke, nah. If Todd Gurley wasn't having arthritis, Todd Gurley.
All right, I'm going to move on to Coach of the Year. That's just a quick little question. Coach of the Year was also tough for me. I picked Mike Tomlin from the Steelers.
Oh, right, because I forget that your standings will show.
Yeah, because I have the Steelers to impress. I didn't want to be really basic and just give it to Andy Reid because he's won that award too many times. Same with Belichick. And those are the people I had finishing second and third for Reid, then Belichick. I don't know. I think the Steelers are going to be really good, and want to give their award to a really good coach. Because Mike Tomlin has won Coach of the Year once. He deserves more Coach of the Year awards.
Why did he win it?
Yeah, I mean, Mike
he won
Tomlin...
it when they beat the Cardinals.
Okay.
8? I want to see 2008.
I will say
I would fact check you, but I'm doing an accounting test right now.
What the heck?
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
For mine?
I don't think you are.
And I'm kind of surprised Nick didn't go with this. I mean, Sean McVay has yet to win Coach of the Year, and you could argue he's one of the hottest coaches in the whole NFL. You literally have coaches being hired just because they've been associated with Sean
McVay. Can you repeat that? Who'd you say? Anthony Lynn? Is that what you said? Because if so...
Sean McVay.
Johan wasn't Anthony joking. yeah, I said Sean McVay.
Anthony Lynch probably won it. I don't know who's going to pick him, though.
I mean, Sean McVay's going to win one of these eventually. He's, what, like 35 he's gonna years win it. Old?
Hold up. Here's my thing. Can I just interject?
Okay.
In the NFL, I think we got to stop learning to assume that somebody's going to win it because I feel like the Rams should win a Super Bowl at some point. Same with the Saints and the Chiefs, and not everybody can win one.
Hey,
and
I also want to point out to you, Sean McVay's already won Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
He won.
Oh, did he win it? Oh, he won it 2 years ago.
His first year as a head coach.
Because that team had, because that Rams team went from absolute garbage to really good, like this.
They went from 4-12 to 11-5.
Well, you know, regardless of if he won it or not before, I think he's going to win it this year, and it's mostly due to how great the Rams are and the players they got. So that's my pick, Johan.
All right. So, I'm going to say this because it's one word, and I will – it's just one name, not one word. One name, and I will talk about it in the next two segments, which is Anthony Lynn. And that's
– okay.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say because I'll talk about it. So, let me give my – so
wait, let me do my bold prediction first. I want to do my bold prediction.
No. We'll do bold predictions later. Okay. We're going to do them – actually, it's the next segment. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It's my bad. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Can I talk about it? Because Anthony Lynn, I should probably – I feel like I should probably talk
make
about it,
make
since
it
I
quick.
Just said it.
Yeah, make it quick.
I believe – the Los Angeles Chargers go undefeated in the regular season.
Oh my gosh. And this really is a bold prediction.
Yes.
Oh no.
Wait, hang on.
And I think
but you don't
because...
have Philip Rivers winning MVP?
Yeah, no. What?
No, because Carson Wentz has been hurt the last few years. So I think that they'll give it to him.
What?
Is Philip Rivers – hold up. I don't think Philip Rivers should ever win MVP. What is he – is he that great?
If he goes 16-0
of an undefeated team, wins MVP.
No, I still think Carson Wentz
is a given.
I still think Carson Wentz kids.
So your bold prediction should be that the Chargers go 16-0.
Yes.
And he doesn't win MVP. That should be your bold prediction.
Yes. Oh, wait, Johan, hang on. If the Packers go 16-0, does Aaron Rodgers win MVP?
Oh, yeah, but it's all on the back of Rodgers because they don't have
If the Patriots go 16-0, does Tom Brady win MVP?
He shouldn't, but yes.
Because
Philip Rivers has a great defensive. If you told me the Packers go 16-0, it's because it's on Aaron Rodgers' back. I don't know.
Philip Rivers doesn't have his running back.
He still has two pretty good backups. Austin, don't forget that they beat the Kansas City Chiefs without Melvin Gordon, Austin Ekeler, and Justin Jackson.
Hey, it's different when you're a running back going behind Melvin Gordon than when you're the starting guy. There's a difference. When you're the lead guy instead of the backup.
Just continue with your awful
So here's my thing, right? The only team – I think that they could beat the Chiefs twice. And the only other teams that they face outside of that that really worry me would be the Jags and the Bears.
I'm looking up the
and
schedule.
I think that they could beat both.
And you think they're going undefeated, right? You should continue to talk while I look up the schedule.
No, I already – that's all I had to say. I think they could beat this team. So, look, okay, they play, they're going to beat the Colts. The Lions aren't good. I think they'll beat the Texans. They have a D-line that's going to
Before you go all the way through the schedule, let me pull it up.
I'm so sorry.
Texans, Steelers,
all right, I got it up.
Bears, Packers, Chiefs, Jaguars.
You think they win in Chicago in October?
Yes.
They could play a defensive game
with the Bears if they want.
Philip Rivers, both
it can be cold there. They're warm weather.
Okay.
1 o'clock game. That's tough.
Him and all his chilling won't make it. It's too hot. It's too cold for them.
It's a bold prediction for a reason, dude. All right,
whatever.
It's too bold.
But that's my pick. I think that they I think they go 16.
Okay. Hey, you can go with yours since mine is like actually rational.
Mine's not is outlandish. It's supposed to be called bold. It's not even going to be bold anymore. But okay,
I like
to point
out I got harassed for saying the Dolphins would make the playoffs last year.
And they didn't. You deserve it.
Hang on. They missed the playoffs by one game.
No, it was more than one game.
They suck.
It was more than one game, Nick.
Any team that has Ryan Tannehill on it shouldn't be good.
All right, Hayden, what's yours?
Okay, hold on. I'll pull up my notes again. All right. So mine is three NFC South teams will make the playoffs, and two of them will meet in the NFC Championship game. Make it to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to guess it's Falcons Saints.
I will not tell you because it leaves me better odds to say what two teams don't make it because they could be any of them. But, I'm going to say two NFC South teams will make it to the NFC Championship game.
Wow.
Nick,
Bruce
Arians
is going to
win Coach
of the Year. Based on my
Super
Bowl
pick,
who one of them will be.
Bruce Arians is winning Coach of the Year.
Hey,
you heard it here first. Hayden Brown predicts that.
The Buccaneers and the Saints.
Bucks and Saints. Mike Evans just takes a 99-yard touchdown to win the game in New Orleans.
Hey,
let me change my bold prediction.
Based
Mike
on my
Evans
bold prediction, if that
game.
Happens, I would be right. I could be right.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about Jameis Winston reaching
the
Super Bowl.
Their shots in there. I said for my second choice, the Packers won't make the playoffs.
Hey. How's that a bold prediction? You're just saying what happened the last 2 years.
Because they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. That's why it's a bold prediction.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't be, but they are. So that's why it's bold, according to most people, apparently.
What do you determine as one of the favorites?
I looked it up. They're like top 10 in odds to win the Super Bowl. So I consider that a Super Bowl. Oh, isn't that top 10?
I don't think it's one of the favorites because the odds don't dictate them to be a favorite. They're
Regardless, top 10 is a playoff team, so Vegas expects them to make it to the playoffs, and saying they don't.
Unless they're the seventh NFC team in the top 10.
But I know they're not, so. All right, just get to your bold prediction.
Mine was the exact same thing, except with the North.
Oh.
Three NFC North teams make the playoffs, and two of them meet in the championship game.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Matthew Stafford.
Like
it's time,
crazy.
Baby.
Yep.
That's wild how we have that same exact thing.
I went with the North. I went with my division. You went with yours.
I don't trust the Vikings or the Packers.
Who did I say?
To be honest.
Did I say the Vikings were the third team?
Okay, I'm assuming we all don't trust the Lions, but dude, that you should have led with if you think the Lions are gonna make it to a fucking playoff.
No, the Lions aren't allowed to win playoff games.
They're not allowed to host.
Yeah, I remember watching when they played the Saints, and I'm like, damn, Calvin Johnson's really about to get skunked out of the playoffs.
Alright.
Well, made me really sad.
We had two decently possible bold predictions and something.
So we're clowning Johan week one when they lose to the Colts, right?
I hope not, because I'm playing their defense.
Jacoby Brissett hits him Johan, with a 5-touchdown game.
What's your punishment if the Chargers lose week one?
There's no punishment. It's literally if they lose week one,
I get the
week
open hand slap you.
No,
there should be a punishment for them losing week one if you have them going undefeated.
Well, we'll think about that during the show, but let's move on to the next segment, which should be the playoff picture.
Yeah.
All right, I say let's start with the AFC, then we can all do our AFC predictions, okay, and then we can all do our NFC predictions. So I'll go first since I haven't gone first.
That's not what your mom said.
Do we want to start one or six first?
Start with the number one seed.
Okay, number one seed. I hate to be basic, but the Patriots have an easy-ass division, so they're going to get the one seed based off the fact that they're going to have just the best record, even though I don't think they're the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
The best team, I think, in the AFC is the Kansas City Chiefs, who I have as the two seed. I'm rolling with the Texans to win the division again. Well, I guess, Texans won last year? Yeah, they won the division last year. So the Texans win their division again last division. They get the three seed. I do have the Steelers getting in as the four seed, so they win that division. And like I said, with my team that impressed, it'd be the Jacksonville Jaguars getting the five seed. And I do still have the Chargers making it to the playoffs.
Did you say Jaguar?
The Jaguars?
Jaguars.
Jaguar.
You said Jaguar.
Sorry.
Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Absolute imbecile.
Regardless, they're the five seed. And I do have the Chargers making it.
You really said Jaguar.
The AFC. So.
Okay.
Those are my predictions.
Oh, I can go now.
Yeah. Mine are definitely the spiciest picks.
All right. So, for me, I think the Chargers finish first, right? Because I think them to go 16-0. But I really do think that they'll finish with a better record. I think that they'll be a lot better than the Chiefs.
Did that
not a lot better,
go like right to your brain or something?
I took Benadryl today. So Chargers, I think the Patriots finish second seed. I think the Ravens win the division. AFC North. I think the Texans win the South, and I think that the two wild card teams are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. I think the two AFC East teams make it. I think that their defense is good enough to
lead
them into
the playoffs. I wish you were on video, because I literally just stood up.
I think that their defense is good enough to lead them into – they had one of the best defenses in the league. Their offense was just absolutely atrocious. But I think that
John Brown and Jim from The Office looks into
Cole
the
mirror. Beasley helped them get to the playoffs. And Devin Singletary is good.
Okay?
No, I've been actually feeling like trash this whole day. But I think the Bills make it. I think that they have a really good – I think they have the defense to make it into the playoffs.
I looked in the mirror next to me like Jim from The Office. I was absolutely shocked.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. I'm going to laugh when I'm so right.
Yeah,
you're laughing, you're wrong.
I thought mine were the most interesting, but I fucking guess not.
Yeah, you thought.
I like that neither you two put the Browns in the playoffs.
I think they're being overrated.
They are being overrated.
I do think that division will be competitive, but I just don't think they get in.
All right. I'll start off the one seed. I didn't want to be basic and put the Pats as the one seed, because that's just boring. So I put the Steelers as the one seed.
I knew that was going to happen.
The thing I did, because I went through and predicted all the schedules, I went like stupid conservative. Bad teams being bad and good teams being good. The Steelers get the one seed on a tiebreaker because they beat the Pats in week one. I'll say that.
Interesting.
Which is why they get the one seed, because I think them and the Pats have the same record in my books. So they get on the head-to-head breaker. So between the Patriots are the two seed, the Chiefs are the three seed, The Texans. We all had the Texans as the 4 seed, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, I think there's a 3 seed, but we all had them winning the division.
Okay. Yeah, Texans win the
7. Yeah, I have them as the 4.
I have the Jaguars as the 5th seed. And I wanted to be interesting and not put the Ravens as a 6th seed or the Chargers. So I'll give it to Baker Mayfield. The Browns can make the playoffs.
I'm not mad about that. The whole issue I ran into,
I have the Browns at 9-7. I also had 6 other teams at 9-7. So I went really conservative with all the records. So I just decided to give it to the Browns because why not? They deserve something good.
Where do y'all at?
They're 9-7. That's not outlandish.
No. I just want to say, can we really trust the Browns to be any good? Like, everybody's
you're
giving them this.
My record. You have.
No.
You have the Buffalo Bills.
No. I'm not questioning you. I'm questioning people in general. Like, everybody hyped on the Cleveland Brown hype train.
I'm too narcissistic. I only care about myself.
No, but I'm saying so many people hyped.
They were 7-9, 7-8-1 last year, right?
No, what I'm saying is that so many people jumped on that Browns bandwagon, and I don't think they understand that. Regardless of who's coaching,
all these people
who's
think
playing,
the Browns are going to be good. Absolute idiots. I agree. They should think the Chargers are going to go undefeated.
Yes, that I agree with that.
While I'm talking, I'm just going to go ahead and get us into the NFC, where I have much more basic picks. The Rams are the 1 seed. Woohoo!
Well, yours will be a little saucy since you're not up on the Saints, so I'm interested
with
that. Oh,
yeah. I still have them in the playoffs, son. Just, I don't think they're going to be a top seed. The Eagles are going to be the 2 seed, also on a tiebreaker at 12-4 with the Rams. This is where it got interesting because I had half the NFC at 9-7 or 10-6, so I decided to give the Falcons the number 3 seed to set up a really spicy playoff matchup because – at the 6th seed, I went ahead and put the Saints. So Falcons Saints play each other. The 5th seed, I put the Dallas Cowboys. Because, of course, Eagles win the division. So the Cowboys, with a better record than the team I have at 4, have to play at the team I have at 4.
The Packers.
Hell yeah. The Packers get in at 10-6 and win the division.
Okay. I'm
the
not
Bears
mad at
are
any...
not in the playoffs in this scenario.
Nick, okay. Can you just go 1-6 again just real quick?
Rams, Eagles, Falcons, Packers, Cowboys, Saints.
All right.
My whole decision behind this, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to pick Mitchell Trubisky to be in the playoffs. So.
I'll pick that defense.
No, we pick Khalil Mack to be in the playoffs.
All right, I kind of want to go next with mine.
Oh, Khalil Mack.
And Adrian Amos.
Me and Nick have one similarity in ours.
Falcons,
Saints,
Packers, Cowboys. Those are two ridiculously good playoff games for us.
Okay, kind of related to that. Okay, I'll just go ahead and get into mine. So I also have the Rams getting the 1 seed. They have the Cowboys getting the 2 seed. I like their balance on offense and defense.
Well, I also... my difference between the Eagles and the Cowboys, I have the Cowboys at 11-5. So they're only 1 game behind the Eagles.
Yeah. I don't – okay, I'll list my playoff teams. Okay, so I have the Rams, the Cowboys. I have the Saints getting the 3 seed, the Bears getting the 4 seed, and the Panthers and Falcons getting the 5 and 6 seed.
Of course.
So I also have a Saints-Falcons matchup in there, the first round, except I would have the Saints hosting the Falcons. And, so, I mean, I don't trust the Eagles, like I said earlier. I don't trust Wentz to stay healthy. So, I have the Cowboys pretty much running away with that division, in my opinion.
What seed did you have the Panthers? The 5 seed?
The 5 seed, yeah.
Who was the 6 seed?
The Falcons.
Falcons, okay. Oh, okay, so you actually put the 3 NFC South teams in.
Yes, as my bold
Were our bold predictions supposed to match up with our playoff predictions? Because that's not how I did this.
Why wouldn't they?
Because it's a bold prediction. My playoff prediction isn't also bold.
A bold prediction is something that you think is going to happen that most other people don't think is going
to
happen.
No, I wouldn't say that. I've also picked the Chargers to go 16-0. No, I went outlandish with mine and just absolute batshit crazy.
But you matched it up with your playoff teams.
Oh, yeah, 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 because I picked the Chargers to go
If you're not
going to
stand by your
no,
bold
but,
prediction,
no, no, no,
what's the point of it?
No,
I had
but
the Dolphins
I still
in the playoffs
think...
last year, but I didn't put them in my playoff prediction.
No. Regardless, I still think the Chargers are going in first seed. Like, it doesn't matter if they go 60-0 or not. I still think they finish first.
But, like, you have to at least stand by your bold prediction.
Like, I did. I said the Chargers.
Yeah,
finishing...
I'm talking to Nick. Like, why would you stand by your bold
prediction? I don't have three NFC North teams in.
But then, that means you don't think your bold prediction is going to happen.
I mean, shit, maybe not. You expect me to put my faith in the Vikings?
You did your bold prediction. Okay, so Nick just ruined that segment. Okay, Johan, go ahead.
All right, so I got Eagles first.
Put my rivals in the playoffs.
I think the Bears make it. I think the Rams finish the fourth seed. And I think that the Falcons make it in at the fifth, and I think Dallas makes it at sixth. So... yeah.
All right. I mean, we have a lot of similarities.
Rams Falcons, if they played each other today, I think the Rams probably beat them. The Bears, I think, would demolish Dallas, which means Bears Eagles. Oof. So, guys, our Super Bowl pick.
So we know one of my teams is going to be an NFC South team. So,
Johan. What are the chances we have a repeat of last year from somebody's Super Bowl prediction? Specifically, Hayden's.
What? Panthers, Patriots?
You know, you want to bet on that? Go ahead.
Say a word.
Okay. I don't know. Why.
I know. You can go first.
All right. So I had been going back and forth today. I really do like the Chargers, but I don't think both of my first seeds make the Super Bowl. So I went with the wild card team. I picked Chiefs, Eagles. Because the Chiefs are probably the best wild card team. I think the Super Bowl will be Chiefs Eagles, and I think the Eagles win it. So I think that the Eagles win.
Give a score prediction.
Man, it is going to be 42-40.
That's going to be a high scoring game.
It's going to be a great game. I think that the Eagles are good on both sides of the ball. I like the game we had last year, but that's because the Patriots won it. I did. I really did. It was awesome. Yes, it was. It was really interesting watching Wade Phillips.
I love pumps.
Yeah, watching Wade Phillips and Bill Belichick and Brian Flores make amazing defensive plans for each other's teams was pretty interesting, at least to me. But I understand why people thought it was boring because we got blessed with Rams Chiefs, which was probably one of the greatest games I've ever watched in my life.
Yep. No, it was boring because it was 13-10 with 20 punts.
There's beauty in
there's no beauty
ugly.
Wait, 13-10 was the final score of the Super Bowl? I thought it was...
No, it was like 13-3.
13-3. Oh, even worse.
Yeah.
There's only one touchdown.
I'm about to say, the Rams didn't score. All right.
The Patriots even held the Rams lower than the Bears did. Look at that, right. Bill Belichick.
Go ahead.
Would you guys like
greatest of all time.
You want
how about
me to
that?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's hear Panthers-Patriots.
You're going to be disappointed because
it's predicted, if you predicted enough, it'll be true one day.
Hey, maybe. No, but I have
Jake
Del
Homme here to get you.
I have the Chiefs coming out of the AFC.
Okay.
And I have the Saints coming out of the NFC.
Ooh, that'd be that's the game we didn't get last year.
And
Chiefs Saints.
So if you're following along with everything I've been saying, the Saints would technically be beating the Panthers in the NFC Championship to make it to
the
Super Bowl.
Oh, Homer!
How cute.
Boo! So, get Hayden off the stage.
What? No, I don't have the Panthers making it. I have the Saints making it.
Yeah, I know.
No, we know, but you said Panthers NFC championship.
Oh.
No playoffs the championship game. God.
Hey, they've
what
done it before.
An idiot.
So, Chiefs beat the Saints.
Greg Olsen's dusty.
Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Just like
31-26.
Okay. Whatever. All right, let's get some non-biased Homer Super Bowl predictions.
I don't
know
how
Patriots.
The Chiefs and Saints. Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa, hey, yay.
Oh,
hey,
right.
That's about as Homer as it gets.
No, I'm kidding.
I dig it.
Joe,
but I watched I watched each other. I watched them play.
Oh, I
last
wish
year.
You weren't kidding.
No.
Because that would have been hilarious.
Me and Joe have the same prediction.
Chiefs.
Eagles.
Hey, do you also pick the Eagles to win, or do you think Kansas City? Hey, that's what's up.
Wow. So we all I have was the Chiefs making it.
Very, very close to doing a repeat of 51 between the Eagles-Patriots. But I chose to give Mahomes a slide because I think he went.
Part of me, like, so here's my thing, right?
My final score being 37-40, Eagles.
I really think, man, I don't want to pick the Chiefs, but it really seems like they're going to win it this year. Or they're going to make it this year. I think they're going to be, like, the whole saying defense wins championships, bullshit when you play Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes wins championships.
Yeah, Mahomes will win a championship. And, like, that's what I think with the Chargers. I'm like, the Chargers are probably the most even team on both sides of the, like, they're both very balanced. They're very balanced on both sides of the ball. Yeah, no, the Chargers are still better than them. I think in a playoff game, I think we'll beat them twice in the regular season. But after Andy Reid gets two looks at that defense, I think he gets it the third time. So they play each other. So that's
we're all high on the Chiefs. So sorry, yeah. Chiefs fans. You won't be making it to the Super Bowl this year.
You might miss them. Yeah, you're missing the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes throws for 50 picks. Not 50 touchdowns.
Gets benched for who's the backup?
Dan Orlovsky's called from ESPN.
Oh my gosh, didn't they get who did they? Oh, I hate Dan or whatever his name is. Orlovsky. I can picture him, but I don't like him.
All right, let's move us along to our final segment.
Wait, no, the Rams have Bortles.
Yeah,
Blake Bortles.
All right. That means the boat's gonna win a ring.
Oh man,
he's pulling DeMarcus Cousins. He's just trying to get that free jewelry.
Alrighty, so I'm assuming we're picking these straight up, right?
Yeah,
we're doing straight up.
Can you pull up the Lions? Because the Lions actually on
the Oh yeah, let me. I'm gonna pull them up. They're gonna be from the score. So.
Oh wait, are we basing this off line or just
who? No, straight up.
No.
But okay. The Lions are just. I'm just bringing up interesting stats or information.
They have the Lions for all the games, so I'm ready.
All right.
Since it's my team, I'm going first.
Yeah. Well,
the Bears.
See the matchup. Packers Bears.
Everyone. Packers Bears. Bears are 3-point favorites.
8:20 NBC.
7:20 Central Time.
What is it? Oldest rivalry in the NFL?
Yeah, the rivalry that predates the league.
Wait, so Nick, did you give your prediction? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Bears are gonna win.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think we're all.
I have the Packers splitting the season series. But the home team is going to win this. I don't see the Packers winning in Soldier Field.
Alrighty. So we're all in agreement.
I mean, they barely pulled it off last year. It's like an all-time performance.
Oh, maybe because their quarterback had like a partially torn ligament and a broken leg. All
right. So next up. Oh
yeah, we can just go ahead and say it. So Falcons, Vikings.
Vikings are the 4-point favorites,
and they're hosting. This is 1:00 on Fox. I'll go ahead and I think the Falcons are going to win this game. I don't trust the Vikings.
Ooh.
It'll be a tough road game, but I think the Falcons win.
I pick the Vikings.
Yeah, no, I like the Falcons in this one.
I don't know.
It is a 1:00 Vikings game for Kirk Cousins, but I just don't think
Kirk Cousins thrives in the non-prime time.
Kirk Cousins thrives when it's not 1:30. 2:15, 8:00. He doesn't thrive.
He's the Andy Dalton of the NFC.
8 p.m. Yep. Him and Andy either Dalton. Way.
They text a lot.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's going to the shit show.
All right. Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. The Jets are 3-point favorites at home. I think the Bills beat them.
Ooh, I also have the Jets.
Just well, because the Jets, I think, are a clear favorite. Apparently, Johan's high on the Bills, but, you know.
What's the line?
I don't know about high. I just.
You have been making the playoffs.
You're high on something. Three. Jets are 3-point favorites.
First, it was Tyrod Taylor, then it was Josh Allen. Ugh.
Vegas pretty much thinks these.
New quarterback, are even. Different skin color.
All right. Next up, the Tennessee Titans go to Cleveland, where nobody wants to go, and play the Cleveland Browns.
Nobody wants to go there because of Browns. Just nobody likes going to Cleveland.
Ooh, absolutely.
In the words of the great Joakim Noah, who wants to go to Cleveland?
Yeah.
What's so good about Cleveland?
Guys, I'm going to go a little bold with this one.
You think the Titans win it?
Ew. I think the Titans win it. I think the Browns are going to be a little too high on themselves.
Absolutely not. The Browns are 5.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Browns. I'm not high on the Browns, but, like, I still think that they win this game.
Yeah, I'm taking the Browns.
What do y'all think about Derrick Henry as fantasy people? As people
who look, it's other interdivisional Lamar Miller.
Bro, I don't – oh, my God.
20 carries for 45 yards.
He blew up four games, which, I mean, that's quarter of the season, but it was the end, man.
Lamar Miller's bound to blow up eventually.
He was bound because of what? Like I think Derek he was Henry. Like getting 18 carries for 56 yards a game.
I mean, he's your average 3.5 yards per carry running back. It's just
all right. Moving on, the Kansas City Chiefs visit the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chiefs are 4-point favorites, and I will take them to win this game too.
I'm taking the Chiefs, but this is close. This is a tough one.
Well, last year, didn't the Jags get absolutely smacked by the Chiefs?
Yeah, then they beat the Patriots. What's your point?
No, I'm pretty sure they'd already beaten the Patriots by that time.
The Jags beat the Patriots last year. How the hell?
Goodness.
I remember that. Yeah, week two or week three. One of those was really bad. Right, I wanted to cry.
We're on Chiefs on this one.
Yeah.
Rams,
the,
Panthers.
Next. The Rams next. Visit the Panthers, and the Rams are 3-point favorites. Hayden?
Let me go last.
Oh,
okay. So you pick the Panthers, me and Johan. Yeah, I'm gonna take.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams.
I will also take the Panthers.
This man said also Ravens, Dolphins.
Man,
I'm thinking the Ravens.
Panthers are good at home. That's why, and I think that's a really good stat.
Do you know the Ravens were top? Were number one in score in scoring defense last year?
No way. That's crazy.
I thought it was actually Titans.
Their number one scoring defense will lead them to a win against the Dolphins.
Yep. I mean, 7-point favorites, by the way.
If anyone here is in a Survivor League, I mean, just treat this like 3 years ago. Whoever's playing against the Browns, you pick them. Whoever's playing the Dolphins, just pick them. You'll be right 90% of the time.
Until Browns and Dolphins play each other.
Well,
Eagles, Redskins. Eagles are 9.5-point favorites, and I understand why.
The Eagles are going
to
win.
9.5.
The Redskins are the second worst team in the league.
Eagles win.
I'm going to guess the Bengals are the worst. Who we talk about next?
No, the Dolphins are the worst. What do you want?
No, I'd say the Bengals are the worst. Ooh. Seahawks, 9.5-point favorites at home against the Cincinnati Bengals.
No. So you're saying the worst. So you think the Bengals are going to finish as the worst team in the league?
Yes.
I have to put money on it or something.
No, because I really feel like the Oakland Raiders could finish there too.
I'm picking the Dolphins. What? The Dolphins just traded away maybe their best player.
I think the Redskins and Dolphins are going to be worse than the Bengals.
They have Ryan Fitzpatrick, man.
This man has like one career winning season.
And I'm pretty sure he didn't make it to the playoffs that year.
Wait, yeah, does he really only have one?
Is it the Jets? Isn't that 10-6 year? Him and Brandon Marshall went nutty for fantasy. I remember that.
All right, well, Bengals, Seahawks.
No,
Seahawks are 9.5. I'm not betting on it. I'm not betting on it. I lost too much to you last year in bets.
What? Complete gambler. All right, that's interesting. I'm taking the Chargers to win.
Wait, did we all pick Seahawks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Obviously. The
Chargers are 7-point favorites against the Colts. I like Jacoby Brissett. I really do. I feel bad for him because this is – first game as a starter this year. He had to play the Rams, I think. No, never mind. That was like Dan Carpenter had to play 2 years ago when Andrew Luck wasn't playing.
Dan Carpenter, kicker.
So if you ask me who
I don't know. Hey, man, he could have. Actually, I want to look up who that quarterback was. I'm so sorry, Dan Carpenter. You're probably better than
He's a kicker. Hey, I know damn well they didn't have a kicker playing quarterback.
That's my bad. Oh, they probably did that game. Let me look it up. Y'all go ahead.
So I think Johan officially cursed the Chargers, so I think the Colts are winning this game.
Whatever.
You're lying.
I think
Giants Cowboys.
Sorry, Scott Tolzien or Tolz?
Hey, so Scott Tolzien.
I'm so sorry, no, Dan Carpenter, for mistaking.
I forgot he existed.
Yo. 9-46. The Colts scored 3 points in the first and 6 in the fourth that game. Oh, let's see. Jared Goff, 306 yards, one touchdown. Sean Manning played that game. Todd Gurley, 19 for 40 with one touchdown. Cooper Kupp, 4 for 76 with a touchdown. Sammy Watkins, 5 for 58. Jeez. Todd Gurley, 5 for 56. Robert Woods, 3 for 53. Shit, Tavon Austin caught a catch for 7 yards.
Oh, God, Tavon Austin caught something. That's how you know it was bad.
Oh, my God.
Is Tavon Austin on the team? Did he get cut by the Cowboys?
I think he's on the Cowboys.
Did he survive the cuts?
Probably.
That dude sucks.
Johnny Hecker punted 5 times that game. I'm gonna see how much did he time. The Colts punted 6.
Scott Tolzien must throw like 12 picks.
He went 9 for 18. It was I remember that game. I was just in awe because I picked the Rams in fantasy for that game, and I was like, I'm wrapping up the points, man. This is so dumb. It's so sad.
Right. Let's get back on track though. Giants, right, Cowboys.
Wait, did we all pick Chargers or did Hayden legit pick
the Colts? I legit picked the Colts because I think you jinxed them.
Congratulations. I'm okay yourself. With the Chargers being jinxed. If the Chargers are jinxed, that leaves better chances for the Patriots. Cowboys. Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Cowboys,
yeah, easily.
Cowboys are 7 points favorites.
Fox game, of course. It's a lame one.
Oh, we get Joe Buck to call Eli Manning throwing picks.
I might watch another game instead of that one, to be honest.
Actually, what are the 425 games?
I might rather watch.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the game we're going to get. That's the game we're going to get.
No, the game.
Does that mean
Cowboys is the game
again? No, we're going to get
Cowboys. Does that mean Romo's calling Chargers Colts? What the heck?
No. I bet Romo's calling Chiefs Jags or. Probably that. I bet he's calling Chiefs Jags, to be honest.
He definitely is. Romo calls the best game.
Hey, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth tomorrow. Ooh,
actually, I can actually find out who's calling the game. You guys keep going.
Let's move on to Lions Cardinals, the best matchup of the week. I'm picking the Cardinals.
Oh, Romo's calling the Cleveland game.
2.5-point favorites, the Lions, as they're visiting the Cardinals. I'm gonna take the Cardinals because why not, Cliff Kingsbury?
Wait, I thought the who's visiting?
The Cardinals are at home, but the Lions are 2.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
But I'll take the Lions in this game. The Cardinals, my bad.
I almost put Cardinals for my team to impress.
Really?
I honestly like them this year.
Can you explain a little? It's not like we have anything that we're – it's not like we're wasting much time.
I don't know.
I'm genuinely intrigued because their defense is not that great.
A West Coast air raid offense. They're going to throw the ball a lot. They're going to have a great offense to watch. That team's going to be a lot of fun to just watch.
Yeah, but look – do you think that Kyler Murray is going to be good as a rookie?
I think he'll be all right. I think it's more of a scheme that's going to work than a team that works.
Interesting.
The defense sucks. I'll say that. It's just going to be a really fun offense because they're going to be behind all the time.
You know, Cliff Kingsbury getting a job kind of interests me. It's weird to me because he gets fired from Texas Tech for not being that great. Gets a job at USC, but because the NFL is going through some huge offensive revolution that I don't understand, because I think that the Bears and Patriots in the Super Bowl kind of showed that, okay, go ahead, we'll figure out at some point. Which also makes me wonder if the Broncos are going to be any good, because Vic Fangio is a pretty good defensive coach. And that defense is still, I think, pretty good. But
I debated the Broncos for my team to impress. But
yeah, I don't think they're making the playoffs, which is also what I said about the Bears, but that's because Joe Flacco is a quarterback. But yeah, no, I'll take the Cardinals. I don't know how good they're going to be, though.
Yeah, I took the Cardinals.
When I mean impressed, I don't mean like good playoff seeding. I just mean like 7-9.
Random question, rookie of the year. Who do y'all, if y'all had to just throw out a name, who would it be?
I'd have to pick Kyler Murray.
Hayden?
I don't know, to be honest.
I pick Kyler Murray just because he's going to put up numbers, because he's going to have to put up a lot of numbers to attempt to win games because that defense.
Daniel Jones.
Ah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I just realized that my pick was the defensive rookie of the year, which is a whole
generic
other.
Frat QB isn't going to win Byron anything. Burns.
I think, probably.
Oh, did Brian Burns finally sign a contract?
Yeah, he did. He did really good during the other preseason too. So he'll be defensive rookie of the year. So
I picked Kyler too. Oh, Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's gonna win it. for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I was about to say, I got confused for half a second.
Yeah, no,
very confused too.
He's playing he's already playing for a great defense.
I totally forgot that there was a Josh Allen on the Jags.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at Oliver. Who knows? All right, 49ers, Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 1-point favorites. This should it's 50. It's a 50. The over under is 50.
Because both these defenses are ass, dude. I know. Linebacker.
Yo, I think Jameis Winston's gonna put up like
numbers.
A five. Yeah, like I'm gonna. This is just stupid. Five. He's gonna throw for 500 yards, 7 touchdowns. Shut Buccaneers all day,
okay,
baby.
First off,
Johan, you might not want that to happen because I have Jameis Winston on my game.
Oh, hey! Jimmy Garoppolo throws for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and Tevin Coleman plays really well. 49ers.
Well, I still have to figure out if I want Russell Wilson against the Bengals or Jameis Winston against the Niners.
Oh, I mean, I have Chris Carson against the Bengals, and when teams are heavily favored, they usually run the ball, but what do I know?
I'm going with the Niners in this game, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
The sucking ears. Nick, who'd you pick?
Bruce Arians.
I'm picking the Buccaneers.
Wow. Interesting. All right. Now we get to the
I'm also curious because Bruce Arians came out of retirement for the Bucs.
Yeah.
Could go either way. All right, so the Sunday night football game where the sixth banner will be lifted in Foxborough.
Gross.
For the New England Patriots.
Gross.
Host the Pittsburgh Steelers on
Gross.
Sunday night football. The Patriots are 6-point favorites at home, and I'm gonna take my team. I'm gonna take the Patriots in this one.
The cheaters win. That's all I'm gonna say.
I already said I picked the Steelers because this is their tiebreaker for the one seed.
All right. So, I was off. Oof, that was too high. Dun dun dun. All right, guys.
You'd be
perfect.
Good
Monday night football game.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
A doubleheader Monday night football game.
No Jason Witten.
I was going to say, I'm sad we're not going to get 2 doses of Jason Witten, guys. It's pretty bummy. Well, the first matchup is pretty good. A solid Monday night football matchup. Texans visiting the Saints. Saints are 7-point favorites, guys. But at home, I will take the Saints because they're at home.
I will also take the Saints.
All right. And to end our beautiful week one. Tantalizing, juicy, delicious matchup. The Denver Broncos visit the Oakland Raiders, where the Raiders are 1-point favorites coming off a hard knocks.
Johan, our fantasy game could come down to this, though. Because I got Josh Jacobs and AB. So,
I'll
have the dub secured by then.
That's a scary thing.
I probably will.
I'm scared. It'll
probably come down to that.
Me and Tucker's game will be down to the Saints.
I'm hoping the Chargers
down to the final Monday night game.
I love having the Monday night game. If you have the team who can decide it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to take the Denver Broncos in this game.
I'm going to take the Raiders. And AB puts up like
300
yards and 15 catches. And
nah, man.
5 touchdowns.
I think that, I think that the Broncos defense is going to just – they're going to make a fool out of John Gruden.
Good one, Johan. It's okay.
Thank you.
Antonio Brown gets 200 yards, it's going
to
be great.
Oh, so I forget that we have to predict the score for Texans Saints. I'm going to go.
Do we have to predict the score?
No, we don't. I'm just going to put in mine.
Why wouldn't it be the last Monday night game? I'm going to say the Saints win
'Cause who wants to watch Raiders Broncos at 10:20 PM?
14.
Ooh, 28-23.
34-27 Saints. High scoring one.
Yeah, I'm taking 28-23 Saints. Yeah, no, I don't know. Are y'all gonna stay up and watch? I mean, it's football. The Raiders have had the last Monday night game the last two years. They had the Rams last year, where they looked decent against the Rams like the first quarter, and then they collapsed. Mm-hmm. And Marshawn Lynch had that crazy run where he was like doing like beast mode, fun size version of beast mode. But yeah, all right. Well, it's a packed show. Jesus,
guys, we actually this isn't terrible timing.
No, and compared to our season preview from last year, man, it's a lot better. So, yeah.
Any final things you guys want to say?
Chargers will be going 16-0, and I'm going to look like a genius.
I will say the Popeye's chicken sandwich sucks because it's not available, so Chick-fil-A is immediately better. That's my final take. Nick, what do you have to say?
Hey, as long as it's not the fish filet.
The filet of fish.
Filet o' fish.
You can't even say it right.
Yeah, it doesn't deserve the respect. when is Popeye's going to have their sandwiches back? Like in a month? They said in October.
October.
Yeah, I hope I got a pre-order through the app. I'm going to start pre-ordering chicken sandwiches.
Imagine not being able to handle the daily load that Chick-fil-A gets on a regular basis. Chicken sandwich.
I don't think they got the normal load that Popeye's was getting.
They weren't.
Dude, Chick-fil-A's crowded all the time. Chick-fil-A
crowded and crowded like lunch. Very different things.
Yeah, like you gotta understand.
Way more efficient than Popeye's is. Popeye's doesn't get too many people.
I'd hope
for their
so.
Lunch hour.
If
efficiency isn't their trademark.
Yeah,
apparently it's not.
No, I don't go to Popeye's. Hayden, I don't go to Popeye's expecting efficiency.
Hold up,
you can't
tell me you've never waited in a line at a Chick-fil-A.
I have. That drive-thru line sucks.
I can't say that, but they actually – the drive-thru line goes pretty fast.
Not the one at Moore Road?
Okay, the one in 20 sucks. The one in Athens is pretty good, so I'm sorry.
It's a fake Chick-fil-A.
Oof. No, not the one I go. I don't go to the one on campus anymore.
Oh, so you learned. You want to go to Chick-fil-A.
I learned that meal plans are stupid, so I don't do meal plans anymore.
Yo,
so I don't go to the Chick-fil-A on campus.
Nah, the one at GGC, man, I remember eating. I remember the first day of school going. Took me like half an hour to get a sandwich.
Yeah, so much for the Chick-fil-A Express.
All right, Johan, put together a good quality outro now. Come on, don't say
all
right, stuff.
Well, don't forget to spay and neuter your dogs, as what's-his-name says, the guy from Drew Carey. There we go. Enjoy the football. It's back, finally. Hope everybody except Hayden and Nick, and if you're in any of my fantasy leagues, I hope you do too. I hope you all lose. I hope I beat you all if I play you.
Well, hang on. Hayden, I hope you lose. We're not against each other. I hope you guys do good.
Oh, Nick, I hope you win your fantasy game.
Johan,
yeah.
I hope you win yours too.
Thank you.
No,
thank
fuck you.
You,
Nick.
Enjoy.
Is there anything bad for you?
Hey, enjoy your weekend.
We're rejoining playing each other. So.
Watch all the football you can. Don't forget NFL Red Zone, $35.
Don't forget NFL Red Zone.
Sunday
free on NFL.
Free on Reddit.
Free on Reddit. We're not advising you to go on Reddit, but
I
you have to.
Go on Reddit, people. Save yourself some money.
Yeah.
And, guys, we'll be pumping out episodes every week now. So,
are you in charge of that?
I'm assuming we'll be pumping out episodes.
Nick, I hope so, but took us a long time to get back to this. All right.
We can barely get
you.
Episodes now, guys.